Mission here, we've discussed the invalidations of the lulav, of the arova, and the hadas, and now the mission discusses the invalidations of an esrog. And once again, esrog hagozel v'hayovesh posel, an esrog which is stolen or dried out is invalid, just like when it comes to a lulav, hadas, and arova. If it's stolen, it's invalid because of mitzvah habor ba'aveira, that a mitzvah which came about via an aveira is not considered a mitzvah, and a dried out esrog is considered invalid because it is not considered hodor, it's not considered beautiful. If it comes from an Asheira tree, a tree which is worshipped as Avodah Zarah, or from Iran Adachas, which is a city who worship Avodah Zarah and therefore needs to be destroyed, needs to be burnt, possible it's invalid, because since these things need to be burnt, the Torah views them as if they're sort of already destroyed. And so they lack the minimum size, the minimum dimensions, because it's as if they've already been burnt. And for the same reason, Shel Orla, an esrog which comes from an Orla tree, any fruit tree, during the first 3 years, it's forbidden to benefit from it. And it's known as an Orla tree, and all its fruit has to be burnt. So again, it lacks that minimum size, and therefore posel, it is invalid. And for the same reason, Shel Truma Tumea posel, an esrog which is Truma, which is the gift which goes to Kohanim. And the halach is that if Truma becomes Tome, it has to be burnt. So if the esrog was given as Truma to a Kohen, and then it became Tomei, posel it is invalid, because again it needs to be burnt. Now when it comes to Orla and Truma Tomea, there is an additional reason, and that is that the Torah says, Lekachtem Lochem, that you should take for yourself. So Orla, which is forbidden to benefit from, is not considered taking for yourself, and also Tomei Truma, since the Esrog is really a fruit, and so in general it could be eaten, but if it is Tomei Truma, it can no longer be eaten, so it's no longer considered totally lochem, yours, one which you would be able to benefit from, and therefore it is invalid. Now, Shel Truma Tahira, if the esrog is Truma, so it was given to a Kohen as a gift of Truma, and it is pure, so a Kohen would be able to eat it, he would be able to benefit from it, there's no problem. However, the Mishnah says that ideally lo yitol, he should not take that and use it as the araminim to fulfill his obligation, and this is forbidden with Rabbanon. The reason being that in general, the other three species, the lulav, hadas, and arovas, in order to keep them moist and fresh and not dried out, they are kept in water. Now the halach is that something can only become tomei, something which goes from the ground can only become tomei once it has got wet after being plucked from the ground. Now since an esrog is always kept and used together with the lulav, hadas, and arova, since the lulav, hadas, and arova need to be wet, it's very likely that the esrog will end up becoming wet. And if the esrog will end up becoming wet, and it is truma, so there is a danger of it becoming tomei. Now it's an obligation to guard truma from becoming tomei. So even by making it possible to become tomei, meaning by making it wet, such that from that moment onwards, if something tomei touches it, it will become tomei. So you have made it more easy for it to become tomei, and since it is truma, that is forbidden. However, this is only forbidden with Rabbanon, and therefore v'im notal. If he did take that, and he did shake that as part of the araminim kosher, the esrog itself is valid, of course. It's only a precaution which should be made with Rabbanon. Shel demai, what happens if the esrog is an esrog of demai? Demai refers to produce or fruit, which is bought from an am ha'aretz, somebody who is ignorant of many halachas, and he is not necessarily trusted with regards to separating the tithes. And although mid'oraisa, if somebody buys something from an am ha'aretz, he can trust that he did separate the tithes, mid'rabbanon, he has to separate the tithes again. However, since this requirement is only mid'rabbanon, in certain cases of need, the rabbanon did not decree this decree. For example, the rabbanon said that poor people are allowed to eat demai even without separating the tithes again. Now because of that, the demai is technically fit for eating, and so an esrog of demai can be used in its regular way of eating, so it is considered to be lochem for yourselves, and even if you yourself are not poor, anybody is able to make themselves poor in an instant. You could technically give away all of your possessions, you could declare all of your possessions ownerless, and so technically that esrog is considered to be fit for eating, and so it is considered to be lochem. However, according to Beis Shammai, the requirement of separating tithes from demai even applies to poor people. And because of that, Beis Shammai say it is invalid, this esrog, since it's forbidden to benefit from it just like tevel, just like produce and fruit which the tithes have definitely not been separated from. But Beis Hillel say that it is considered valid, since it is not an absolute obligation to tithe that again. One could technically make themselves poor and not need to separate the tithes from that esrog. Now there is an obligation, at least during many of the years of the Shemitah cycle, to separate a tenth of one's produce as Maisa Sheini. Now, this is a tithe which you don't give to somebody else, necessarily. Rather, you yourself can eat it yourself, but you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So an esrog, which is Maisa Sheini, outside of Yerushalayim, which is invalid, since you cannot eat it, you can't use it in its regular way, it's not considered to be lochem for yourself, something which you yourself would be able to benefit from. The question is, if it is in Yerushalayim, can it be used? So the truth is, this is exactly like truma, which is tahar, because also Maisa Sheini, just like truma, cannot become tomei. And because of that, just like we explained by truma, ideally lo yitol, shal Maisa Sheini Yerushalayim, a esrog of Maisa Sheini in Yerushalayim lo yitol. You should not take it and shake it as part of the Arba Minim, because it might become wet and then become Tomei. However, the Imnotal, if you did take it and shake it, then kosher it is considered valid, because the Esrog itself is certainly valid. It should be noted that all of these discussions of Truma and Orlo, Maisa Sheini, etc., they are only relevant to an Esrog, because an Esrog is actually an edible fruit, which would be obligated in tithes and Orlo, etc., unlike the other three of the Arba Minim.